do you want the Lord to say?
Afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us for our Daily Love from Him Above Noonday broadcast. Thank you so much. Remember, tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., we will be right here for our virtual worship service. I promise you, we're having our series on Refocus, where we're talking about putting God back at the focus, keeping our minds focused on what we have going on and what we need. Thank you so much for joining us for our Daily Love from Above. I am Senior Pastor and Founding Pastor of the Victory Community Church. I am Otis Pettaway. I thank you so much for being with us. Our devotion today is coming from Isaiah 26:3. Very familiar passage of scripture. It says, you will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. Watch this. I want to make sure you will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. Let me read it from the King James Version. That's the NIV. King James Version. Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusted in thee. Y'all, I was watching some TV the other day, and one of my favorite episodes from a TV show that I loved from years ago came on, and it blessed me and actually motivated me for the message for tomorrow. But I'm going to give you a little sneak preview. Can I give y'all a little sneak preview into tomorrow's message? I was trying to figure out what can lead and lean on us to help us with this whole leaning in this perfect peace of God and getting the clarity that God desires for us to have and getting the understanding that God desires for us to have. Watch this little 11-second clip and then I'll be right back.
That chapter of your life. And then relax, relate, release.
Relax, relate, release.
Come on, y'all. That's how you deal with God. God spoke that thing in my spirit, said it right in my. Because see, some of us are don't have perfect peace. We don't have this peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Some of us don't have the understanding of God. Some of us don't understand why God is doing what God is doing and how God is going to do what he's going to do. But I came to tell you that all you need to do in this life to keep the focus of all God and keep the peace of God and keep stress and strain and worry and defeat out of your life. The three things that I came out of here that Debbie Allen gave us years ago on the different world episode was relax, relate, and release. Three things. I'm out of here. The first one is to relax. You cannot hold everything in your hands. You cannot hold everything. You cannot have the power to manipulate and control everything that's going on in your life. Let go of having that controlling personality. Not only do you have to relax, you have to relate. You have to have someone that you can relate to. God has been there with you through it all. You don't have to hide who you are. You don't have to hide where you are. You don't have to hide what you're going through. He's right there with you. And some of us have problems because we don't think we can relate to this all-knowing, all-powerful God. But I came to tell you that he was there with you in your darkest moments, in your loneliest moments. He was the one that held you. Even in the footprints in the sand, when there was only one set of footprints, he carried you when you couldn't even walk yourself. And learn, thirdly, is to release. The historical term comes off of the very familiar, very popular song from one of the most popular children's movies of all time, Frozen. Elsa sung it to us, and I'm going to give it to you, and I'm getting out of your way. Let it go. Some of us have held on to the pain, the hurt, and the struggle from yesteryear, and it's caused you to be confused and distracted. It's caused you to be have issues, but you can't do that and hold on to God. You can't hold on to pain and hold on to God. I came to free two or three people today that's watching me that came with a word to say, hey, I don't care what you have. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what the enemy has stumbled upon you and has tried to embrace and make you take into this next season of your life. I don't care if you've been caught, if you've been mangled, if you've been dealt with, whatever it is that you're going through and dealing with. I came to drop this word on you on a Saturday afternoon as I'm getting out of here for our noonday prayer. Is this, you have to let it go. Let go of all of that stuff. And that's just my preview for tomorrow morning. If you want more, join us tomorrow at 10 a.m. for our morning worship. I promise you this word is for you because you need to be kept in perfect peace. If you keep your mind stayed on thee, let's go to God in prayer. God, I love you. I honor you. I thank you, God. Thank you for your peace, your power. Thank you for your clarity, your anointing. God, that you're going to give us peace in whatever the next decision is, the next stage, the next move, the next shift, whatever it shall be, you will give it to us. And we claim it done and call it in Jesus' name. We do pray and ask these things. Amen. I love you all. See you tomorrow at 10 a.m. for our morning worship. I'm out.